The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, and brought to you in part today by Glamourine. Now, speaking for Glamourine, here are the stars of our show, Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm thinking about the spring house cleaning, which I have to start soon.
Oh, boy, I know what a job that is. And look at the rug.
I know.
Hey, how about getting them done professionally this time?
Well, that's how they will be done, only I'm doing them.
You're doing them?
That's right. Take a good look at what I just bought.
Glamourine.
Glamourine. Aunt Helen's been using it for years, and you should see her rugs and upholstery. Glamourine gives professional results every time. And look at the money I saved with Glamourine's special spring cleaning offer.
Yeah?
I got the giant pint free when I bought the giant quart of Glamourine. Both for the price of the quart alone. Only $1.89.
Ah. Yeah.
And that's enough Glamourine to make all the rugs and upholstery in our house bright and fresh looking again.
All that for only $1.89?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Glamourine really does save us money.
Us? Did you say us? You wanted the professional cleaning job, and since I'm doing it with Glamourine, well, I figure I can spend the difference on a new dress.
Some savings.
Yes, dear.
And now, the couple next door.
Betsy, there's your school bus.
Oh, finish your toast, dear.
I haven't time.
Well, take it with you, then.
Look, she should be right out.
Come on, Betsy.
I'm coming.
Come on. Why is she always late? It seems to
get
me...
Get the door open. Here, take your coat, Betsy.
Yeah.
And your sweater. Now, wait a minute.
Look, why is she carting her breakfast off to eat on the bus? It seems to me she ought to get up early.
Wait a minute, Betsy. Come here, your sweater.
I don't want a sweater.
Well, you take your sweater.
I don't want it. Nobody else wears a sweater. It's hot out.
It is not hot out, and I don't care what everybody else does. Take this sweater now.
Oh, I'm not cold.
Take it.
Oh.
And eat your toast. Goodbye.
Oh, boy. I said goodbye.
And don't throw your toast in the bushes. You eat it.
No, seriously, must we go through this every morning?
Oh, dear, it doesn't matter what time she gets up. She dawdles over her breakfast. You know some way to make her eat faster. Oh, dear. I'll be so glad when summer vacation comes.
Boy, I'll say, when is school out?
End of June.
In June. That's 2 months, isn't it? Yeah. Tomorrow's the 1st of May.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens. I didn't realize that. Oh, dear.
May 1st.
That was always May basket day when I was little, and I thought Betsy was old enough now to enjoy it. Oh, dear. I haven't any paper or glue. Oh, when are you leaving?
Right now.
Wait for me.
What?
Oh, look, I'm going to change my clothes and ride downtown with you and buy some paper and stuff for Maybach.
Look, I will not have time. I have got to leave.
Five minutes. I'll be ready in five minutes.
I will.
And, honey, I want to surprise Betsy when she gets home from school with Maybach. Oh, she will just love them.
Why don't you do what Peg did? Save time and money, too, with Glamourine spring cleaning with the giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone, only $1.89. Enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally bright and clean. More women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. Get your Glamourine giant quart pint combination today for only $1.89.
Yes, Mommy?
No, it's me.
Oh, you. Good heavens, when are you going home at 3:30?
Well, let's start to paint my office now, and the place is such a mess I couldn't get any work done, so I thought I'd come home and do it here.
There's a bus now out there.
Look, honey, can you clear off this mess on the dining room table so I can work here?
Clear it off? I just got it spread out. I told you this morning that you're not going to make May baskets.
Oh. Well, okay. All right. I'll set up a card table in the living room.
All right, dear.
Yeah, Mommy, can I go to me and Lou's place yet tomorrow, Abbott?
Oh, honestly. Well, not today, darling. Mommy has a surprise for you.
Hello.
I want to go over to Mary Lou's to see your rabbits.
Well, you can see them some other time now.
No, I want to see them now. Mary Lou said I could come over.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Hello.
Can I go see Mary Lou's rabbit?
No, I think your mother's got something else planned. A little surprise for you.
Oh, gee.
Oh, gee, honestly, how do you like that? Don't you want to know what the surprise is?
Well, yes, but I want to see the rabbits, too.
You've got two rabbits of your own that you've hardly looked at since you got them. And all rabbits look alike.
Oh, no, they don't, Mommy.
They do to me, anyhow. Never mind that. Now, come on in the dining room here.
Where's the card table?
Look what Mommy went downtown and bought for you today. It's in the closet, dear. Look at all the pretty paper.
Oh, yes. What's it for?
Well, when Mommy was a little girl, every year on the 1st of May, Mommy and all her little friends made May baskets. Well, after we'd get them made, I'd run around the neighborhood and leave a May basket on the porch of each of my friends and ring the doorbell and run. Then my friend was supposed to come to the door and see the May basket, and she had to chase me and try to catch me and kiss me before I ran away. You see?
Why?
Well, it was fun. Doesn't that sound like fun?
I guess so. Now can I look at Mary Lou's rabbit?
No, dear. You and Mommy are going to make May baskets.
Oh, Mommy.
Oh, it's going to be lots of fun, darling. You love to cut paper and paste it together, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make a little handle for each basket. Mommy's going to show you. Oh, Mommy just loves to do this.
Well, why don't you make the basket, and I'll go look at the rabbits.
I don't want to hear any more about those rabbits. Now, I went all the way downtown this morning to buy you specially pretty paper for your May basket, and we are going to make May baskets.
Oh, gee.
Now, look here, young lady. You should be glad you have such a nice Mommy. She's going to a lot of trouble, and obviously some expense.
Well, not much, dear. No,
well, obviously some expense to buy things so you can have a lot of fun now.
But I don't want May baskets.
You wipe that look off your face at once. Hear what I said? Straighten out that lower lip. Come on, hurry up. Did you hear what I said?
Oh, well, let it go. There's no point in saying.
Look, she is not going to act like that, now I tell you. You're going to a lot of trouble. Seems to me that if I had such a nice mother who was willing to help me have so much fun, I should write down there and show her that I was very, very happy that I had
her. Oh, honey, for heaven's sake, what's the use of going on like
that? Sit down. You get busy and make the May basket.
Well, there's no way to get her
I don't care. Now, you sit down there and here's the paper. Here's your scissors. Paste. Now, you are going to make May baskets whether you want to or not.
Paste the handle on that way. Here, let Mommy show you.
Well, how are you two doing?
Oh, just fine. We've made three. Aren't they pretty?
Oh, hey, they're beautiful.
No, aren't they?
Hey, that's good. They really are. Oh, did you crinkle up that paper and put those pretty ruffles around the edge?
No, Mommy did.
Well, I just helped a little, and we're having such fun. No, dear. Here, you're getting paste all over. Better let Mommy do that now.
Boy, that really looks like fun.
Such it is. I've made May baskets for years. Yeah. I tell you, it really takes me back, you know. No, Betsy, you're cutting it the wrong way down. Better let Mommy do it here.
Now, wait a minute. I hate to be left out of all the fun. Can I make one, too?
Oh, sure. Can Daddy
Could
have
I?
Some of the paper to make a May basket, Betsy?
Okay, if he wants to.
All
there
right.
You are, Daddy. You know, these are the things, darling, you remember when you grow older.
Yeah.
Sitting around the dining room table with your mother, you know, and Daddy making May baskets.
Yeah.
Those are the memories that a child should have, you know?
Yeah, I ought to make September baskets.
Now, Betsy, you know what you should be doing? You should make a list of who you're going to give the baskets to.
What?
Well, we have to know how many to make. I think maybe 10 would be enough, don't you? Who do you want to give them to?
Nobody. I thought we were just making them.
No, darling. Tomorrow, Daddy and I will go with you. Even take some in the car in case you want to go as far as Nancy's house and Bobby's house and Debbie's and Janie's.
What do you mean?
Well, honey, we fill the baskets with flowers and candy. I told you, then you rush up to Nancy's porch, for example, and ring the doorbell and leave the May basket.
No, no.
Huh? What's the matter?
What?
I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Why not?
Because nobody else has May baskets.
Well, maybe somebody else will. I spoke to Mrs. Lundell today, and she thought it was a wonderful idea, and she was going to have Margie and Barbara make May baskets. So they'll be over here to leave you one, and you can go there.
No, I won't.
Oh, What difference does it make whether all your friends do it or not? You can start the custom again around here, and they'll all just love their baskets. I know that next year...
No, no, please, Mommy, don't make me do it, please.
What is the matter with you, Betsy? Why, it's a lovely custom, and Mommy always just loved May Basket Day. I can hardly wait for it
to come around. No, I won't. I feel silly, and everybody'd laugh at me.
Well, why should they laugh at you?
Now, look here, Betsy.
They don't do it, and I won't either. They call me stupid.
Why should they call you stupid?
Because they would, and I won't do it. I just won't go around with a lot of old May Baskets. I just won't.
Well, where are you going? Come here, Betsy.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. No news is good news was a sensible slogan back in the days when people could cut themselves off from the world and follow self-contained lives in isolated communities. Today, however, the news from every part of the world affects every one of us. A frost in the South may dictate what you'll be having for breakfast next month. A strike in Europe might decide the price of your next necktie. Something happening in South America could affect the amount of tax you pay. All in all, the modern American finds it highly necessary to keep a weather eye on the news. One of the people who help him most is Edward R. Murrow. Nightly, Mr. Murrow outlines the day's events in the light of his own practical news sense. You'll be well informed when you're a steady Murrow listener. Another must for the news conscious is the morning World News Roundup, calling in correspondents from around the world with eyewitness reports of each day's important happenings. Mornings, Monday through Friday, hear the World News Roundup. Weekday evenings, it's Edward R. Murrow with the news on most of these same stations.
I'm sorry, dear. Dinner's not quite ready.
No, that's not why I came out. Look, sweetheart.
I'd just rather not talk about it at all.
Look, I told Betsy she had to stay in her room and she could not come down again until she was ready to apologize.
Well, I'd just rather not talk about it.
I think Betsy behaved very badly, even if she is my own child. However, I do want to say this, darling. Now, you must remember that just because you feel sentimental and emotional about hanging May baskets when you were little.
Yes, I know, but I thought it would be nice for Betsy to have those memories.
Darling, you can't force memories on somebody else.
How does she know she wouldn't like hanging May baskets? She doesn't even try it.
Because none of her friends do it. You know what conformist children are at this age? Well, like I tell you, honey, tomorrow night you leave a May basket on the porch here, you ring the doorbell, and I'll come running out and catch you and kiss you. Huh?
Big deal. I may do it, too. Well, I better finish getting dinner.
Well. Honey, you ready to apologize for being so unpleasant to your mother?
Yes. I'm sorry, but what you don't understand, Mother, is that times have changed since you were a little girl.
Oh, I see.
And it must have been a long time ago. You said you didn't even have television.
Well, let me tell you this, young lady. It has not been that long since your mother was a little girl. And if you would listen to your mother, you would realize she knows this about certain things.
Dear.
Was I sounding like my mother?
Yes, you were.
Oh, dear, I'm doing all the things I never thought I'd do when I became a mother. Come on, Betsy. Help your poor old mommy set the table.
Did you ever see a big dinosaur, Mommy?
No. The dinosaurs were just a bit before my mom.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers as Betsy. It's produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.